Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've been talking about the Milwaukee Bucks still riding that high after the win over the 76ers. 7 losses on the year, and these guys are headed to the All-Star break. It's a great season. Is it good enough to win it all? Steve Ashburner from NBA.com, senior writer for NBA.com, joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Steve, first of all, welcome. And it's not a dream state to think at this point, right? I know LA's got 2 terrific teams, but the Bucks they could win a title, right?
Well, sure. Sure they can win a title. It's going to be very difficult, as they know, and you're really not going to be able to demonstrate it and do what you need to do, for a while still. So, I've been saying from the start, this is one of the toughest kind of seasons to navigate when the entire assessment, good or bad, is only going to come in May or June, if things really go well. So they're doing great. It's hard to quibble with everything so far. More of the same, I guess that's probably right, but they also need to be cognizant, in my opinion, of some of the perceptions and some of the views that their rival teams around the league have of them.
It's interesting to me to see how the 2020 NBA dynasties, the big teams, the ones that are the elite teams in the league, shape up when you compare them to the ones from 20 years ago, because I think there was a time when you would refer to star and coach together, Phil Jackson, Michael Jordan. You had, Pat Riley when he was in Miami and the guys that he had there. You always had this coaching personality that was also big in addition to the player personality. And it's not the case anymore. Giannis is there, and Giannis is the centerpiece of this Bucks franchise. But I don't think the world talks a whole lot about Mike Budenholzer. I don't think the world knows that much, honestly, about Mike Budenholzer.
I think that's a great observation. It has, for a long time, even back when you had Pat Riley in L.A. or New York or Miami, and you had Phil Jackson, and obviously with Greg Popovich still in San Antonio, people would say, well, it's a player's league. But you're right. There were those sort of, looming large figures who they defined a style. They defined a comportment of a team, what the expectations were. When the Chicago Bulls in the late 90s decided we're going to take on Dennis Rodman, Phil Jackson relied pretty much on Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen to keep him in line. And, that's always been the case, but I think it's become more pronounced, and the fact that the way players change teams and the way they gang up together and choose to play with friends, and, it is more player-centric. And, I'd have a hard time, once you get past Popovich, I'd have a hard time, finding coaches that loom that large over their programs.
Steve Ashburner from NBA.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, talking Bucks who just beat the 76ers last night. And I think it's interesting that what's happened in the last, what that would be, 6 weeks or so from Christmas Day, where there was much rejoicing in Philadelphia, to now February, where it's quite the opposite. What in your mind has happened to this Sixers team over the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Well, they themselves have acknowledged. Al Horford said, you know, we have issues in our locker room. And then he tried to slam the door on that, which only makes you more curious to find out exactly what those problems are. You know, a very simple issue that the 76ers have is they don't travel well. Their road record is abysmal. It's among, you know, down there with some of the worst teams in the league, while at home they're very confident. So something is amiss then, and, you know, it almost seems like, you know, familiarity breeds contempt. The more they're together on a bus or a plane or a hotel, sort of the worse they do. And so I don't know what the explanation for that is. But, you know, that's an Achilles heel for any serious contender, because unless you nail down the top seed for the league overall, you're going to have to win games in the playoffs on the road. And not only won't they have the confidence they need, but their opponents will always have confidence, knowing that they've got Philadelphia where they want them. So that's big. I think they're a little bit mismatched too, and they have lax shooting. I'm not sure that Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson III, their pickups at the trade deadline, are threats enough to assist with that ever popular floor spacing. But it's a little bit of help, and we'll see if Philadelphia can, you know, pick up someone else in the buyout market.
Steve, their All-Star break that is coming up is a break for all except two groups of people: the best players in the NBA and the media, because we go nuts for All-Star week. Are you going to be in Chicago, and what are your impressions of that?
Well, I'm based here, so I'll be commuting. These are home games for me and home events. So, yeah, that's fine. I mean, anytime I can skip airports, I'm pretty happy, although I'd look forward to an All-Star weekend in Phoenix, or, you know, L.A. was good a couple of years ago, you know, that sort of thing. But no, it's going to be interesting again. I think, because, you know, I'm a NBA writer who gets to Milwaukee, you know, quite often. I just think watching Giannis's maturation and growth in the All-Star process has been interesting to see. And it'd be nice one of these years if he could have the first pick among the starters, rather than always letting LeBron go first because of the fan votes. But, it's just a chance for people to enjoy the entertainment value of the NBA without wins or losses really being attached to that. And I have no real problem. I think Saturday night is probably the highlight of the entire weekend. The game can rise and fall depending on how these guys approach it. But I think the skill stuff that we see on Saturday night, it's still a lot of fun.
Planet Pat Connaughton, going to be in that dunk contest. I think here, even in Milwaukee, I wonder, you know, the Giannis thing is such a big thing that even fans who watch the team, even fans who see him on a nightly basis, they know about Pat Connaughton, but I don't know if they know about Pat Connaughton. To me, this is one of the things that I really like about this night in particular, is someone like Pat Connaughton can step into the spotlight and can do something that will have people talking about him, if he does it well enough, for years to come. That's pretty cool, don't you think?
Well, that could be good for him. I mean, it also is a comment on the dunk contest, which used to be, you know, Dominic Wilkins against Michael Jordan, and now has settled into, you know, a ninth or tenth man on a team's roster who's got springs in his legs and is looking to make a name for himself. So, you know, that sort of goes hand in hand. I mean, it's great for Pat. Why not? Good exposure. I know his in-game dunks, you know, are often, you know, quite remarkable. The level of creativity / gimmickry that we see in the dunk contest, I'm curious to see what he has, you know, sort of up his sleeve for that, because that's that usually can earn you some points, you know, regardless of the athletic move. So it should be fine. I think Jones out of Miami is a guy that a lot of people are picking as their favorite, just because he gets so high, you know, in an absolute way. I mean, Pat Connaughton gets up there for a guy his size, and it's really something to behold. But Eric Jones, a junior out of Miami, is he's a whole nother level, literally.
Steve Ashburner, senior writer, NBA.com. We appreciate the time. Enjoy that All-Star weekend and enjoy the run through the playoffs. It's a long run, but a rewarding one.
Yeah, my only thing with the Bucks would be they really need to get kind of nastier, because I do think that what we saw at the trade deadline was teams think that they're vulnerable, that they're soft, that they can be toppled. Even while Milwaukee is outscoring teams by, you know, record margins, I think that because of what happened against Toronto in the spring, I don't think people look at the Bucks as inevitable. And, you know, the rivals around the league, I think Miami wants to go toe-to-toe with Milwaukee. I think Toronto and Boston, they don't fear Milwaukee. And whatever the Bucks can do to strike fear in the time that's left, I think that's probably the most important thing they could do, beyond staying healthy.
Right, I like it. Not just mean mugs, but actual plays that go with it. Steve, much appreciated.
Okay, you got it.
Steve Ashburner, NBA.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.